Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rafe, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, for your many blessings and for still working on a sinner like me. And it's a blessing for the beautiful Sabbath service to be with the family of God, to worship the Lord as He is so worthy to be praised. And I thank the Lord for the good edifying and encouraging preaching from Brother Stair, Pastor Wright. Always good food for the soul. Thank you, Brother Wright, for your faithfulness just to keep on preaching with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. And I do pray for all the saints everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come as my prayer. And I bless all the saints everywhere. Maranatha.
Father, help us today to walk in your way. To give you the glory due your name, Yahweh God, and that's my testimony. It's our testimony. We have the testimony of Jesus Christ and the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given. We have the faith of God. We have what you've given us, Lord, thy great salvation, so rich and free. So we would represent you well, not in form and fashion. Help us, Lord, to be real. The God we serve is real. We would be faithful and true, for the one who called us is faithful and true. Let it be so, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. The religious spirit is the spirit of the whore. It's the spirit of fornication, using religion as a cloak for sin and unrighteousness, holding the truth in unrighteousness. Misusing the authority of God. Misusing the word of God. Same difference. To fulfill one's lust or a selfish purpose. To appropriate or claim for oneself that which belongs to God. We're talking about whoredom, fornication, religious spirit, all the same. It is the foundation upon which Satan builds his lies, and he endeavors to get by unlawful means, or to get by unlawful means is to steal. Y'all understand that? That's what steal is. You get something, but not lawfully. And our adversary, he comes but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And when we yield to him, that's the work we do. When we walk in the flesh, same difference. What the devil does, what the flesh does, is the same. So when we walk in the flesh, we steal, we kill, and we destroy. But Jesus Christ has come so that we might have life, life in it more abundantly. All right? Our adversary is a liar by the word of God, a murderer, and a thief. He's a prince of darkness. He cannot tell the truth. But religion he needs. Y'all understand that? Religion, he needs to run his program, to work his game, to perform his enterprise. And if you understand that, you'll understand all unrighteousness. It needs something right to work on. Everybody? So that's how we are whores. You know, when we take what's right and we just use it to get our way, to get something we want, that's just whoredom. Now, of course, that don't mean anything spiritually. When we do it naturally, oh my God, Pastor Rice is a whoremonger. Well, we are whoremongers. I'm almost done. What I'm saying is the religious spirit shows up in all unrighteousness. What we like to do is just point at Brother Irwin there and say, see, he's got a religious spirit. Well, when we work unrighteousness, that's a religious spirit. When it's right, we say, this is wrong. That's purity. Yeah, that's purity. That's righteousness. When we do it and act like it's wrong, right, won't be reproved, won't, you know, and come into, then we're whores. All right. I'm glad y'all saying that. I'm almost done. Because the religious spirit, we like to put on everybody else. You know why? That's a religious spirit. Am I preaching good? All right. Now, y'all stop thinking about religious spirit and then you look at somebody. When you say that, look in the mirror. Hallelujah. Your religion is very viable. That's why the politicians use it. Everybody. Our adversary uses it. Yes. And you know what about his ministers? They present themselves not as demons. Oh, no, not as unrighteous folk. As angels of light. All the ones that were after Jesus, they feigned themselves as good men. Religious spirit. How about the Pharisees, the scribes? Huh? What basis did they accuse Jesus and get him on the cross? Religious spirit. So this is what happened when we work unrighteousness. Now, when we get this into the heart, we're not so quick to do it. Since it's not in our heart, that's why I preach it like this. Because when we do it, we say it's nothing. We say, that's what the scriptures say. When we act like whores, we say, I've done nothing. Huh? That's why I'm preaching it like this. Through the Holy Ghost. I can't do it of myself. Hallelujah. To get by unlawful means is to steal or misappropriate. Simply when we don't give God what's due him. I talk about it all the time. What we say is we shouldn't do it. See, that's whorish. When we pull back, I shouldn't open my mouth. I shouldn't move my feet. You're acting like whores. Because God is worthy. Now, I'm just going to tell you, y'all can do what you want to do. But understand, now what's happening now? What is happening now? God, through the Holy Ghost, is telling you how he sees it. Because you see it, well, nothing. It's nothing. I can say amen or I cannot say amen. It's nothing. That's nothing. See? But God said, you're a bunch of damn whores. Now, you can leave now. I'm going to keep talking like this. I'm not ever going to back up. Thank you, Lord. And why we do things like that is because we're deceived. You understand that? We say, I'm doing it, but it's really not that. That's what the whore does. You know that. And when we do that, you know, we misrepresent God. We cannot steal from God. No, we cannot. Or we can receive what God has. But we, since there's wickedness working in us, we try to manipulate and try to get it some other way. That's whoredom. That's religious spirit. When God gives you everything you need, more than you can handle, why would we try to get it by some other means? Why? Whore. Thank you, brother. Of course, they're in the man, you understand? Yeah, absolutely. That's why Satan has no problem propagating his lies, because men love lies. Yes, they do. The more you understand that, the more you can come into the truth. When you say men love lies, don't look at anybody else. Say, help me to walk carefully. Because men love lies. I know. They're very convenient. Absolutely. I give you a little temporary relief while you do wrong. But you won't have no relief in the judgment day. In fact, you won't have much relief. No, it's only for a moment. Absolutely. The pleasures of sin just for a season. Hallelujah. Okay, the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, nothing else, and to destroy. He has no other mission. No other mission. He's the enemy of God. Yes, he is. And he's subtle. Y'all know how deft a pickpocket is, huh? Absolutely. Come on. Praise the Lord. Some thieves, when they steal without your knowledge. That's why they're called thieves. Absolutely. One of the ploys they use is get your confidence. Yeah, and that's very easy. It's God, God can't get our confidence, but that old devil, he does. See how wicked that is? See how wicked that is? See how wicked that is? Yeah, thank you, sister. And that's how God is telling you how he sees it. That's why I preach it like this. I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Absolutely. You don't have to steal from him. You don't have to trick him. You can't do it. Or manipulate him or go around the corner. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Now, the religious spirit just don't take it that way. So I got to somehow, you know, steal this from the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Revelation 17 says, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will shew unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Revelation 17:15 says, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues. See? Everybody understand? Just like the body of Christ. Yeah, it's a universal entity. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are people in multitudes, nations, and tongues, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman set up on a scarlet beast full of the name of blasphemies, having seven heads and 10 horns. Revelation 17:9 say, the seven heads were seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind. How about that? One mind. And they give their power and strength unto the beast. You know what they do? They make war with the Lamb. And the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. They're not whores. Called and chosen and faithful. So we'll have to be made chaste. You all understand that? He will do it. He got to make us ready, a bride for himself, a bride prepared. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Her fornication is all things contrary to God. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And the woman which thou sawest, Revelation 17:18, is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Hallelujah. So many kings and potentates and leaders have gone to bow down before the Pope. And they all have to do it in submission. Huh? In sackcloth and blackness, while he sits on his throne in white. And they agree to it because they receive power. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Well, after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hole of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations, have drunk the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven, saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So when we operate in that religious spirit, it's the same difference. Same, same, same. Or while we say, well, you know that Pope, the Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church, that's the mother, but when we commit fornication, that's what we do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That means we're unfaithful to our God. They don't esteem God as God. And when you seek your own, you don't either. Anytime you walk in your iniquity, that's fornication. Yeah. Iniquity does not bow down. Absolutely not. Iniquity is a king. Kings don't bow. Y'all know that? They don't submit. They don't no. Kings, no. You'll have to overcome them. Yeah, they're not going to pay tribute to you. No, iniquity does not pay tribute to God. So let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Of course, we don't even know what that means or how to do it, except we walk in the truth. Hallelujah. John 9:38, he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshiped him. Jesus said, for judgment I'm coming to the world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him, heard these words. They said, are we blind also? His answer is, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But since you say you see, your sin remains. This is ever a principle that works. Anytime we present ourselves as knowing, then we're very blind. When we present ourselves as willing students, then we know. Otherwise, our sin remains. Now, you all know much of the time, we don't present ourselves as willing students. That's why I mentioned about, for the job over there, we don't need any experts, we don't need any bosses. If you don't present yourself as a willing student, then you present yourself as an expert or boss. Absolutely. And y'all know that won't make for peace. Not all bosses. You understand that? I mean, because they don't bow down to each other. You understand? They don't submit to each other. No, they don't. You're a boss, I'm a boss. Hell with you. You a hell with you too. Kick your butt. Right? That's all bosses. When you got some willing, then there can be some submission. You understand, when you got something going on and can't get to the end of it, that's two bosses working. Two kings. Yeah, they'll have to take one out, or you know what I'm saying. They're not going to surrender. It's okay that kings don't do that. So let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Hallelujah. So the only thing that you really defend, it's what said about Christ and Christ working in you, not about you being anything else. Fat slob, ugly man, that don't bother. No. If you get offended, that's your iniquity. Huh? Or when you call the righteousness of God working in me something else, then, yeah, I'm provoked. That's right. Yeah, I am. You should be too. Not for other stuff. Huh? Not for other stuff. That's iniquity. That's pride. Yes, it is. You know who I is? That's what iniquity say. Y'all don't know that? Well, what should we do? Oh, thank you, Lord. So he said, remember the word that I said unto you, John 15, the servant is not greater than his Lord. The servant is not greater than his Lord. Hallelujah. The sufferings of Christ, we are partakers of it. And they just didn't do them right, you know, according to man's way of thinking. Well, they're not going to do you right. They didn't do the prophets right. And when they revile you and say all manner of evil against you falsely, what you should do is rejoice. But that's not what we do. You know why? Because we're not defending righteousness. We're defending our image. See? That's how I see it, saints. So you see, I've got a new mind. Absolutely. I don't see... Absolutely. And endeavoring to be renewed in the spirit of the mind. We won't make it into the kingdom with the old mind. If that was the case, we wouldn't need a new one. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. New mind, new walk, new talk. Huh? New desires, new aspirations. A new creature. Old things. They passed away. All things have become new. I mean, yeah, if we're just going to receive this as Pharisees, it's not going to help. Mostly that's what happened. That the word fall upon stony ground, fall by the wayside. Y'all know that? And so doing, it brings forth no fruit. Y'all know the Pharisees didn't bring forth no fruit? You know, they had a religious cloak, and they condemned other folk, but they didn't bring forth no fruit. And you know we operate in that spirit sometimes? Yeah. Well, all we have to do is repent and say, yeah, I'm walking like the Pharisees. I'm telling them they ought to do this, and I won't do it myself. Because that was Jesus Christ said concerning them, he said, now they have authority, but they misuse it. And what they do, they take their authority and they say, you do. And they won't do it. He said, now whatever they say, you do it, but don't do like they do, because they say and do not. We're to be examples. Otherwise, we're a bunch of Pharisees. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Whenever they approach Jesus, they approach him as friends. And they said, hey, you're a righteous man. Yeah, they did, which was true. They just didn't believe it. Else they wouldn't go about to do him harm or accuse him or catch him in his words. Now, when you all most of the time critique my preaching, that's what you're trying to do. Y'all understand that? You're trying to go back through and see where I didn't see it right. And sometimes I'm told, yeah, that's not right. I don't have anything in my heart against you. You're a damn liar. Wasn't so, I wouldn't tell you. Yeah, the best you can say is, well, I just haven't seen it. I didn't come to, but don't call me a liar. You got something in your heart. You got something in your heart. Thus saith the Lord. It's manifest. Yes, it is. It's manifest. See, I'm doing this carefully. But it's the same way with you. So if I see it there, you see it there. But when I say it to you, then you don't see it. You're a damn hypocrite and a Pharisee. You have all kind of knowledge and light concerning everybody else, but you don't have it concerning yourself. Makes for separation. Absolutely. I've always preached the same. I was listening to the broadcast, like I do, and I'm so blessed by it. One of the callers were saying, listen to this. Said, you know, I don't hear you every word, but you know, I hear the spirit of what you're saying, and I understand. I mean, anybody hear that? See? Now, I've been saying that. But some say, well, it is too loud. I can't hear what you're saying. No. Amen. No. Amen. No. If you need Edith to be quiet to hear what I'm saying, you're a damn Pharisee. Y'all don't know the spirit by which I'm speaking. Y'all don't know when we're hypocrites and when we're whores. Huh? See, Edith's not even saying anything now. Y'all, well, when you act like a hypocrite and a whore, what are you going to do, blame Edith? I'm preaching good. And that's how I take it when you say, Edie need to be quiet. If that's the case, when she's quiet, I expect for y'all to line up. I'm telling y'all where I stand. I know some say, well, you know, Pastor Rice, you ought to be, make her be quiet and think about the rest of us. Well, well, well. You know what I think about that, don't you? I'm telling you, right in your face. You're a bunch of hypocrites and Pharisees. Yeah, just tell us. Just tell us. What's the greatest law? Just tell us. Just tell us. And they weren't even looking for the truth. They just want to rule over eating. Well, I like how I do it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say it again. Yeah, they just want to rule over eating. Hallelujah. You make sure you keep it calm today, Edie. We don't want to give them an excuse. This is a good message that everybody need to hear. Need to get down into the heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, when the word talks about the works of the flesh, it says fornication. And that's what it means. That's what it means. That's not how we see it. Well, to us, fornication is when we remove our clothes. Yeah. But in the spirit, it's when you put your cloak on. Huh? See how that goes? Huh? Yeah, absolutely. Wait, give me my righteous cloak. Huh? Then you're fornicating. Absolutely. But you're not hidden, you understand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to be careful. Oh, thank you, Lord. With all the examples we have, all the mirrors we have mirrors, you know. We still act like we're ignorant. That's how sin is. You know what I'm saying? It's never going to line up. It'll always have some excuse. Yes, it will. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me see. I might need to turn this thing off. Oh, help Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Rice.
All right, let me have it.
Right off the bat, just so he knows it's not an emergency, but Mary has to go to the hospital because her knee has been dislocated, kind of severely, but kind of not. I mean, I have some experience with them, but I'm not the best judge, but I know she's going to be okay. I'm just asking for prayers for her today for this.
We will pray.
Okay,
we will pray.
And God bless thee, and thank all the saints for me for all their prayers, please.
Brother Mark said, thank you, saints. Mark says he love y'all. We love you too, brother. And Mary, Maranatha.
Bye.
Give God the praise. Oh, help me, Lord. So, God, we do pray for Mary. For healing, because you are the healer. Stretch forth your hand to heal, Lord God. Keep her heart and mind as well. And we pray for Father Mark in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Dislocated knee. I've had lots of injuries, but I guess none real serious. I don't recall having anything broken. Had stuff ripped and cut with chainsaw. Hit myself with a hammer. Whack. Tim, you ever done that? How long you been a carpenter, brother? Isn't that a good question? Praise the Lord. You hit your finger with the hammer? How long have you been a carpenter? Praise the Lord. One time you do use a screw gun, didn't you? Well, hold on.
Show you how be careful with what you say. And I had a big giant framing hammer, and we were working with this man, Mr. Lonnie. We were framing up some over at a library there. Anyway. I was telling him, I said, no. He said, that's a big old hammer. I said, yeah, it works real good. He said, but you wouldn't want to hit your finger with that thing. About 30 minutes later, I whacked myself with that hammer good. And that's one of those things you only want to do once. But since then, I've hit it again. So, but it does cause me to be more careful, praise the Lord.
That's an honest confession. I'm not a carpenter, no, I've done it. More than once. Hallelujah. Don't you know better? Yeah. But when you aren't sober, or it's neglect, you know. Exactly. Yeah. Praise the Lord. But it's for our good. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. In fact, God works all things together for our good. That's because we love Him, and that's because He loves us. So I went through this already, so maybe I won't go through it again. My next scripture is Matthew 23. We already talked about them Pharisees. He said, do not after their works, for they say and do not. That should cause us to be careful, huh? Hey, we got a big hammer. We need to be careful, huh? Thank you, Lord. He said, they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves would not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen of men. Hallelujah. There's a lot that fall in that category. That's what make our works not acceptable to God. If you can discern by the Spirit, you can tell, no matter what the subject, if people are talking about Jesus Christ or themselves. Most of the time, men are talking about themselves when they use it. Absolute. That's what it is. When you talk about all the things of God, but you point to yourself. It's been done many times here. Usually when people proclaim themselves to be a prophet, that's what they're doing. Now, you can be a prophet and proclaim it righteously. I'm not seeing much of that. See how plain I talk? I'm not seeing much of that. Usually when the one told me they were a prophet, they weren't talking about Jesus. They were. I'm just telling you true and honest. That damn whore, hypocrite, Pharisee. Do I talk plain? I'm not going to back up. If my daddy did it, I'd say the same thing. Absolutely. I said, Dad, you're a damn hypocrite, man. Of course, I'd stay in my place. You understand? I never called Dad a hypocrite. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. My dad, uneducated, taught me very well. I won't take God out of the knowledge, though. That's why I dealt with Brother Stair the way that I did. I come up knowing that authority is authority. You don't correct authority. You don't. But everybody say, yeah, but then you're damn hypocrites. You see what I'm saying? You're damn hypocrites. Now, Terry will tell y'all, he's been here observing. He said he ain't seen many that really submitted to the man. No, so I'm like him and I'm a prophet and you know you're a wicked man, but not submitted to the man. See? That's a bunch of damn hypocrites and Pharisees. I'm speaking plain. But Terry will tell you, I mean, he just give his testimony. Well, you saying it because because it's the truth. I was raised up to regard authority. Because Dad let me know. And I just couldn't weigh in on what Dad said. No, I couldn't. No matter what I thought. Huh? You the man. So the same way with Brother Stair. Of all of his judgments, whatever, I always had to come to the conclusion it's given to him to make it. Many, which so damn spiritual and hypocritical, wouldn't do it. If somebody's in authority, it's theirs. And they don't answer to you, they answer to the one who gave them the authority. But we like to pump ourselves up. They got to answer to me. Hell no. Hell no. But we answer who gave us authority. Okay? That's the only one I'm going to answer to then. You do the same. Y'all answer to the one that gave you authority. Don't be a bunch of fornicators. Amen. Answer to the one who gave you the authority. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. What are you, scribes and Pharisees? Hypocrites. Will you pay tithe of men and Ananias and coming? Huh? You rub your beard and set pious. You won't say amen. You won't say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And have omitted the weightier matters of the law. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. I'm just reading out of the book. Y'all know that, don't you? Y'all can follow along with me if you want to. This is Matthew 23, verse 23. The weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, judgment, mercy. Now, judgment belongs to God. And all of our judgment must be commensurate with his judgment. Obey them that have the rule over you. Any other judgment is not right. Well, we say truth, Lord, but I tell you, I respond the way I respond because I believe what I'm saying. And you respond the way that you respond because you don't believe what I'm saying. I'm not going to back up. There's no difference. No, I'm not. You're not going to feed me anything else. I'm going to walk in this light. I have commandment. I have authority. I have grace. I'm not going to frustrate God's grace. Not going to receive God's grace in vain. Hallelujah. For grace to walk up rightly, to fulfill righteousness, even the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. If you notice, my message is every day, you know, to the few who get them, I exhort you to who we are. Let me see if I can find one that I sent today. Y'all here? Let me see. You receive one tip? Did it excite you? Hallelujah. Well, it's the truth, though. Y'all understand that? So it should remind you and encourage you. So when I see you, you shouldn't have a grudge. Huh? But that's not always the case. You should have an open face. You should be ready to use hospitality. You should be ready to submit and obey them that have. You should be ready. But, and I'm supposed to just... Oh, thanks. That's fine. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, precious saints, redeemed of the Lord. Now, when we're thinking about ourselves, somebody done us wrong, we've been offended, that does not mean anything. So I'm doing this purposely because it's the same with you. When you throw all of my preaching away, what I say, and you hone in on one thing, then, huh? The same difference. Everybody understand? I mean, it should be just the opposite. With all that we are in God, in Christ, and all that He, we should throw everything else away. Oh, but lo and behold, we're so wise. Oh, Sharon didn't look at me right. Oh, God, I did this for a brother, and he didn't respond right. You throw all of that excrement away, and you say, what God has done for me. See, I'm not going to ever take, no, I'm not getting into your delusion. I'm not going into your delusion. No, I've come too far. And this is why I respond the way that I respond, because I believe what I'm saying. I'm going to be redundant. And the reason you respond the way you respond, you don't believe what I'm saying. And here we have an opportunity to hear what the Spirit said, so that our faith can be increased and we can grow in grace. Hallelujah. God sent the preacher so that you can believe. And that you might be saved. Absolutely. Preaching is not for you to find fault in and nitpick and talk about the one that's doing. No, it's so that you might believe, that you might be saved. Forget all the other stuff. Forget all the other stuff. It's so that you might be saved from your sins.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So I'm grieved when we're so easily moved away, especially when you're reminded all the time how great God is and who we are. I'm always reminding you, and I can't get you to draw your mind. You're always, well, you know what so-and-so did. No, I don't want to hear it. I want you to testify what the Lord has done for you. Hallelujah. That's what God wants. He wants you to testify what he's done. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm preaching it right by the grace of God. That's why I get excited in the morning. Absolutely. Yeah, if God's going to give me a little word, a little meditate, I'm going to receive it. I'm not going to say, oh, no, not you again, God. Leave me alone. Let me. No. Come on in. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Have a drink of water. Let me wash your feet. Come on in, Lord. Come on in, Lord. Hallelujah. You're welcome in my house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, even though I say it this way, your iniquity won't let you walk in. No, it won't. Your old man certainly won't let you walk in. Once you start walking in the old man, all that I've said right now and the spirit that I've said it in won't mean nothing. Huh? Won't mean a thing. Huh? You know, the gospel was preached unto them as well as unto us. You know what? It didn't profit them. And if we don't believe, it won't profit us. Huh? The onus is on us. When the preacher preached, the ball's in your court. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm always going to leave the ball in your court. Hallelujah. And that's what God has done. He's left the ball in our court. Huh? So if we say we see, our sin remains. Thank you, Lord. Wonder you, scribes and Pharisees, you blind guides, you strain at a gnat, swallow a camel. Strain at a gnat, swallow a camel. We could go on and on about that, huh? Hallelujah. You get excited about the natural, but you don't apply the spiritual. And one of the best examples in Matthew 15, it talks about germs. And there's some of us just clean boogers here. Hey, we got some clean, sanitized boogers. Hey, hey, look, he preaching good, Ron. Sanitized boogers. What does that mean? What does that mean? They gag at a gnat, swallow a camel. Oh, I can't eat this dirty stuff. And then they let unclean stuff come. That's how you gag it. Don't tell me you don't do it. Don't tell me that. Hallelujah. What a perfect example. They call Jesus out. They say, man, your disciples, them rascals, they follow you? You teaching them? He said, man, they transgress the tradition of the elders. Yes. Yeah. Them boogers, they wash it. They eat, they don't wash their hands. Right. Isn't that what he answered them right, though, did he? Praise the Lord. Do y'all believe it, though? And the answer is not what goes into the mouth defiles a man. Oh, God. It's what comes out. And I tell us there's things we shouldn't say. We still say them. I exhort you, there's things you should say you won't say. That's because you don't believe what I'm saying. Huh? I mean, I find it right in the book. Yeah, this will defile you. Yes. The tongue? Yeah, unruly. Yes. Evil. Yes. Full of deadly poison. Yes. Now, maybe a little dirt. Yes. Yeah, it's not deadly poison, you know. Eat a little germ, not deadly poison. No, no. Even if it make you sick. But this what come out of your mouth is deadly poison. It'll make you sleep forever. It'll put you forever in torment. Hallelujah. But we allow the enemy to distract us so that it really don't have full weight. How many times have I heard that preach? And I still have a loose tongue. How many times? And I still have a long tongue. How many days? Y'all know I'm preaching good, don't you? I preached like this before. You know what? You need to believe God. You won't change it any other way by letting it get down into your heart. Then you'll be very careful what you say. You'll be more careful about what you say than what you eat. Not many like that in here. Even though they read it, you know. Because their sin blinds them. You understand that. Yes, it will. Hallelujah. I'm going on in Jesus' name. So the gospel was preached unto them as well as unto us, but it did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. That lets you know what you need to do when you come in here. Some come in here and they're at ease. They're got malice in their heart. They envy. They want to make trouble for me. They're not believing the word. This is an opportunity for you to draw nigh to God.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
There's no other way.
Thank you, Jesus.
When we're in this walk, we draw nigh. We don't stop drawing nigh. Huh? I was reading how, I probably got in one of these scriptures, how Peter followed Jesus afar off. He still followed him, but afar off. Because he said, I'm going to see what's going to happen to him. And he saw. He got close and they tried to identify him with Jesus. Some of us do that. That's why we get along with our kinfolk. Y'all understand that? Y'all don't identify with the tried and the afflicted here. You identify with your kinfolk. It shows up, you know. You don't separate from them. You separate from us, even though you're here. And then though you're separated from your kinfolk, your heart goes out to them. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. What about your kinfolk? That's you. Hey, those that do the will of God. That's my brother. That's my sister. Well, you've said rough things. That's because we're God's people.
Amen.
And as we believe them, then we'll be purified and cleansed. As long as we deny them, we'll continue walking.
Amen.
We'll end up not being God's people.
Amen.
If we believe what we're saying, then we'll be made into his likeness.
Yes.
Huh? Not, don't. Oh, this looks bad on me. Well, yes, it does. Put it off. Put on the new man.
Yeah, Lord.
Created in righteousness.
Yes,
true holiness. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. I need your help, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Y'all know that's one of my favorites, don't you? Matthew 15. Yeah. They had him dead to right. And them disciples, there they were, eating with dirty hands. Yeah, they were. They didn't lie on them. There they were, eating with dirt. Huh? Transgressing the tradition of the elders. But Jesus, brother, the wisdom of God, he said, how is it you transgress the commandments of God? By your traditions. Huh? By your tradition. Oh, thank you, Lord. One of you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you may clean the outside of the cup. Huh? I don't want to eat out of a dirty plate. They need to wash their sins again, which is okay, as long as we do comparable in the spirit, not what we do. We're concerned about the dirty cup, but not about the dirty vessel. See? If you see a dirty vessel, then it's talking to you about your dirty vessel. Whatever you see, you know. Praise the Lord. That's why God allow us to see. Y'all know we have eyes to see? That's because it's given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. And since he has given us eyes, he's going to require us to see. He's going to hold us accountable. You have eyes to see, brother? That's how God's going to judge you. Hallelujah. That's how he's going to judge you. Yeah, some he's going to say, you wicked servant. You knew that I was high and holy, righteous, faithful, and true. And you kept seeking your own. You kept mocking the preacher. Huh? You wicked. Absolutely. Hallelujah. You may clean the outside of the cup. Y'all know this is written for our learning. Now, you clean boogers, make sure you get this down in your crawl. Y'all know who the clean boogers are, don't you? Y'all want me to call you out by name? Oh, y'all quiet now. You know who you are, don't you? Don't be a hypocrite. don't be a hypocrite. Come clean. Come clean, you boogers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, Jesus' blood will make the vilest sinner clean. Hallelujah. First cleanse that first which is within the cup. You do that, the outside will naturally be clean. You can clean the outside all you want to. It'll never affect the inside. Thank you, Lord. One of you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres. You look pretty on the outside, but death is on the inside. Dead men's bones. And of all uncleanness. Oh, and we wash everything and sanitize everything, and we're full of uncleanness. My God, is that right? Pastor Rice drops stuff on the floor and pick it up and eat it. I don't do that. Huh? And you mean I'm full of uncleanness? I see. I better quit. Even so, ye outwardly appear righteous unto men. And that's why the deceiver, the unrighteous, need the religion. They put it on for a cloak. They don't put it in. They put it on for a cloak. Not to fulfill righteousness, so that men will think that they're righteous. You understand that? Hallelujah. Men would do that. Why don't they just go ahead and be right? Wouldn't that be so? I mean, that's what God has given unto us. Not our righteousness. It's not right. He said, here, take mine. Take my righteousness. Of course, for us to do that, we'll have to deny our own. That's a high hurdle for man. That's a high hurdle. That's a high hurdle. We want the righteousness of God, but we want to mix it with ours. Can't be done. Huh? Just like the iron and clay, that won't do. They're oil and water. It just won't do. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to go on in Jesus' name. Even so ye outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within, which God looks at, you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. And this should be very sobering. I don't think we realize how often we're caught in this thing where what we're accusing other folk of, we're doing it. Of course, maybe we don't believe it like that. Come on. But most always, when we accuse somebody, that's what we're doing. Usually when we're envious, we're the same. You understand that? If we got this on the table and Richard wants it, that doesn't bother me. What if Richard wanted it and I want it? So when we bump heads, then you know what's working. Yeah. In men's Christ. I can't make it any plainer. Hallelujah. If we don't want it in righteousness, we want it as a hypocrite. You know, men don't mind callings and positions. They just don't want what goes with them. Huh? That means accountability. Hallelujah. Of course, whatever position we're in, we are accountable. Don't forget that. And while you're looking for something else that God ain't ordained for you, what you need to do is be faithful in what God has ordained for you. Because God in his righteousness has placed every member in the body as he seen fit, according to his own pleasure. Praise the Lord. It's not for us to choose, you know, like they do in the world. What do you want to be when you grow up? You know, what do you want to be? Well, I want to be a priest. I want to be a prophet. I want to be. No. We don't even choose to be in Christ. No, we don't. I've not. You've not chosen me. I've chosen you. Y'all understand that? Now, what we need to do is submit to that. He didn't choose us for our own, to do our own will. He chose us so he could wipe us out and that he could make us like Jesus Christ. Isn't that a good deal? Your flesh is not going to say that. You know what's going to help make us like Jesus Christ? All the things that oppose us being like him. You know that's going to help us make. There's no other way we're going to be like him. We're not going to be like him, the flower bed of ease and hanging out with the kinfolk. No, no. No. All the things that oppose us being like him is going to help us make him like him. It's going to help make us like him. Being partakers of his suffering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mean his suffering. I mean really, not theoretically. I mean really. So I'm understanding that in the suffering law. Y'all understand that? Every time, you know, I talk to y'all and it doesn't do any good, you know what it tells me? God suffers long with me. And what he's letting me do is experience how long suffering he is. Really. Otherwise, I'd say y'all ain't people of God. But what he shows me is, man, this is how I suffer with you. And he has suffered long with me. Yes, he has. How much? Well, now he's teaching me. I have to deal with Neil and Sherry and, you know. So now I'm getting to see God's long suffering. So are you. I mean, God will actually put you in the experience. That's how you'll know. Because otherwise we won't know. Hallelujah. You know, we'll yawn when we hear about God's long suffering. Our mind will wander when we hear God's long. But when we really come to know about long suffering, we'll hear the preacher talk about long suffering and we'll be moved. Y'all hear me talking? And the reason some of us aren't moved, we just don't know. We claim ourselves to be spiritual and all of that, but we're carnal and we walk as men. You tell me you don't get moved by Holy Ghost preaching and I mean moved. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I mean conviction, repentance, acknowledgement. That's what I mean. Not lip service. That's the Pharisee. Pharisees say, yeah, that's right. They won't do it. I got to go on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, y'all know why I'm talking like this. I'll go over it again. I got up this morning about 3:55. That's my usual. Sometimes I sleep into 4:30. But when I get up, you know, God started moving in my heart. And this is a result of what God has done in my heart. That's why after 2 hours of God moving in my heart, when I see you, I don't have malice. And I don't remember. No, I don't. So, you know, I understand what's going on when I see you. I'm telling you how I know. Because I know what happened to me when I get up, and I know how I am when I see you. Don't I speak plain? You tell me you all grouching, whatever. You ain't been where I've been. No, you have not. You liar. The preacher, Brother Spurgeon, he talked about oil in the lamp. That was day before, I guess. I looked yesterday early. It was still there. So I guess he didn't change it over at the right. I've got the app on my phone, morning by morning, evening by evening. So I read it the other day, and there it is. Brother Belcher's talking about the oil in the lamp. Brother Spurgeon's message is oil in the lamp. And then the next day, it's still there. But here's one of the things I gleaned from his message. When he talked about the oil in the lamp, he said, we got to, in private, get from the Holy Ghost oil in the lamp. So whatever we say about how spiritual we are and how much face time, the oil that you bring shows what you've been doing in your private. I won't back up. No, you ain't going to fool me. I believe God. I believe God. Hallelujah. Is that even our private prayers, he reward us openly. Don't tell me you bring all this excrement openly and say you've been with him in private. That's not so. That's not so. When you be with him in private, then you shine when in private. Yes, 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 yes. I'm just going to tell you, I believe what I'm preaching. That's how I respond to y'all. Am I making myself lame? You know, what's wrong with Pastor Wright? Why don't he believe? I believe God. When you got a bunch of malice and envy, you're going to think that I'm going to say, well, yeah, they've been with God. No, they have not. No, you have not. If that's how you look in the morning, you didn't get up like I get up. Huh? Hallelujah. I take God at his word. By grace, I'm more wretched than you. Hallelujah. So, testimony. Yeah, brother, I believe you're wretched too. That means we need mercy. We need grace.
Pastor talking about the oil, and I was looking at this morning, and in verse 7, it talks about the virgins, and they all, those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Now, the trimming of the lamps represents preparation. And you go down here, and it talks about some were ready, and they went in. It was the wise virgins. Well, what was the difference? They both prepared. What was simple? One was superficial, and one was genuine.
Hallelujah. Right, yeah. They had a religious spirit, huh? So hopefully we'll relook how we think about religious spirit. So we won't just think of Neil anymore when we say it. Huh? You're not offended, are you, brother? Good. When we think of or any other thing, make sure we consider ourselves. Hypocrites don't do that, you know. You know, they consider everybody else. How easy is it for us to act like hypocrites, huh? Well, let's be sober and be vigilant. Hallelujah. I got to go on in Jesus' name. Oh, John 12. Therefore, they could not believe, not given unto them, because Isaiah said again, he had blinded their eyes, hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I shall heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory, Isaiah 6, and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers, y'all listen to this, also many believed on him. They believed on Jesus. Hallelujah. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess it. That's why the words say, come out of her. Because as long as you're there, you won't confess it. No, you won't. Up until a certain point. But when it transgresses their traditions, you're going to back up. Because you'll love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Hallelujah. Huh? The praise of the apostolics more than the praise of God. The praise of the baptist more than the praise of God. Hallelujah. Now, if somebody you know, walk in the light of the Sabbath, they won't hang out there too long. No, they won't. No, they won't put up with it. They won't put up with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. And, of course, what they'll teach you is that it's not important. I've been around that. That's what they tell me. Every time I try to pass it up, they say, no, that's not important, you know. God don't really mean that. Even though it's in the commandment, they say you shouldn't do it. But they say we should not commit adultery. Well, why? If I cannot keep the Sabbath, why can't I commit adultery? See the logic? Still, that this is what deception does. You see that? This is what it even says it like this. If you break one of the commandments, you broke them all. So if you don't keep the Sabbath, you've committed adultery. Well, they say, we don't have to keep the Sabbath, even though it's a commandment. Like the whore said, well, we don't have to not make graven images. We can make them. They take it out. Y'all know that? You find the Catholics' commandments, and you won't read. They did take it, but it's still there. That's what the hypocrite does. That's what the whore does. It takes it out, but it's still there. Make sure you learn a lesson. Let's get delivered from this religious spirit. Let's be filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, yeah, that's how it is. People that are in these divisions, they won't come out because it separated them from the divisions. Really? Yes, yes, yes. They'll have to move out, but it just determines their love. So they love the praise of men, they stay there. They love the praise of God, they come out. Hallelujah. And my testimony, it just wasn't natural for me to start keeping the Sabbath. Absolutely not. First time I started, I didn't know what to do with myself. I did not. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I hadn't learned how to rest. That's not the case anymore. And we all haven't come into that, you know. It's hard to get us out. Praise the Lord. Oh, but God is able. Thank you, Lord. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers, they did not confess him. So we must not only believe, but we must confess. And our confession should be in practice all the day long. Yeah, a simple yes. See what I mean? A simple amen. A simple that's, you know, some won't say anything. Praise the Lord. That's not right. Some kind of confirmation. Yeah, true. See? This is confession. With the mouth. We could say, but that's not with the mouth. Huh? We could say, that's not with the mouth. Right, brother. Truth. That's with the mouth. And it does make a difference. Does make a difference. God knows what I mean. You know what he means? With the mouth. You know what he means? With the mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. Why are we so reluctant to use our mouth for God? We have no problem using it for other things. Y'all know that? That doesn't smite us? Thank you, Lord. Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord sent his son. He's going to hold us accountable. Huh? I know some are going to say, well, if he wants me to come or here, he better come down here himself. Isn't that how some do it? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. When God sends a messenger, he's coming to you. Usually what they did to the messengers, it's written in the book, they killed them. And they thought they were free. You see what I'm saying? oh, this guy come and tell me that I'm a hypocrite, huh? And that I'm a religious whore, huh? I'll kill him. It won't change a thing. Y'all understand that? It won't change a thing. Y'all go ahead and kill me. I'll enter into my glory. Huh? And here. Hallelujah. Well, that's what happened to the prophets. They didn't lose anything. They pleased God. They glorified God. He speaks highly of them. All right. We'll get to the end, huh? Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It, the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. So that's how the devil gets us. I don't care if they go hear the preaching. They hear Brother Stair preach. They hear Simon preach. They hear Brother Rick. They hear Pastor Wright, Pastor Tim. The devil says, I don't care. But I'm going to work so they don't believe it. And the devil works to that end. Your carnal mind works to that end. And your flesh works to that end. Y'all don't know that? Yeah, not the preacher. Don't blame me. Huh? What we need to do is believe. Huh? And understand that there's many things against us belief. Huh? Praise the Lord. But we have the victory. We're more than conquerors. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To everyone that believes, you, me, anyone that believes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. To the Jew first, it was to the Jew first, but now also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Everybody understand? That means from one faith to another faith. Hallelujah. Come on. Brother Stair speaks about it in his proclamation of who he was. He said, I used to say a praying prophet. Right. Then he said, then I got faith to say of a last day prophet. Amen. Then I got faith to say the. Yes. Yes. See? Yes. So he went from faith to faith. Yes. Huh? Amen. We're God's sons. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And we go from faith to faith. Amen. That means it's the same with the truth. That's why I tell you, you know, once you think you've got it and you can't be taught anymore, then you've departed from the truth. And we need to be sober because that's just the default. About anything, any subject, we say, well, I know all about it. Even if we don't say it, we say it because we don't present ourselves teachable. When you don't present yourself teachable, then I know all about it. There's nothing else you can tell me about it. You'll never get into the knowledge of the truth like that. Amen. Because the truth is not like that. Amen. Whatever you know about the truth is not enough. Right. Amen. Oh, it's not. You will have to continue therein. Yes, because he is the truth.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Just like his kingdom, no end.
No.
Just like the truth,
amen.
No end. If you come to the end of the truth, then it's not the truth.
Amen.
That, so we still can be taught, right? That means we can yield. Come on. Hallelujah. Get excited, Brother Driver. Hallelujah. We can come to the end of the faith, but not the end of the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Brother Spurgeon, I speak about him often. I mean, mightily used of God. And though he's not with us now, the work is still there. And the work is still viable. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Because it's the truth. If you've got a truth that you've got all the revelation, it's not the truth. See, I'm telling y'all the truth. The truth is ever unfolding. We'll never get to the end of it. That's how it is. It's so vast. Hallelujah. Certainly can't be contained in the human mind. Human mind can't even conceive it. So God gives us faith. And one of Brother Spurgeon's sermons, he talked about the senses. You know, the scriptures say that We exercise our senses to discern good and evil. And Brother Spurgeon was talking about the senses, you know, seeing and hearing and feeling and touching. And he expounded on the scripture, the hearing of faith. And he talked about the seeing of faith and the perceiving by faith. So that's, we use senses, but by faith. By faith we touch, by faith we feel, by faith we see, by faith we understand. Hallelujah. Not by these natural senses. Huh? They just help us to relate to the spiritual. Huh? Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Yeah, most men have eyes like this. They don't see the things of God. Not the eternal things. They see things that are temporal. Hallelujah. Well, they're tired, Lord, so I'm tired too. Hallelujah. I'm weak, Lord, but thou art strong. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, yeah, God gives me something every day, else I wouldn't have anything. And I told you how I do it. I just jump in there anywhere. And that's how it is with the truth. You can take any scripture and you can go anywhere with it because it's all the same. Absolutely. When you can't do it like that, it's not the truth. So I really don't need a particular scripture. I need a particular spirit. And if I got the right, I pick it up anywhere. Here I picked it up when I heard him talking about come out of her, my people. That's why I picked it up. That's why I got all that I need. And I have more, but we'll do it a little bit later. Or maybe as we go throughout the day. Praise the Lord. All right. So let's pray one for another. Confess our faults one to another. And we may be healed. Y'all love me? I love you too. Brother Edward, you going to pray for us? Oh, Jesus. Oh, brother, that's not too hard.
No, I ain't talking about that. Oh, brother, the truth.
Hallelujah.
Woo, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Help me, Lord. Accept your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. My God. Help us, Lord.
Help, Lord.
Because surely, truly, Lord God, you have surely taken this beyond the letter. And you sure taken it into the spiritual realm. You told us that you have meat that we not know not of, and that we're not able to bear it. But Father God, I pray, help us to grow up. Help us to grow up, Lord God, to where we can no longer have to be fed milk, but we can digest the meat. Because surely that's what you're giving us now, Lord God. My
thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord. And what a blessing it is, Lord. What a blessing it is to go from faith to faith. As we go from the little temporal do's and don'ts and the outward appearances of, Lord, our deeds and we see what the Spirit is saying. We truly are seeing now, Lord God, how you see things.
Thank you, Lord.
You told us your ways, our ways, your ways are not our ways, and our thoughts are not your thoughts. And Lord God, this kind of depth into your word really shows us that, God, that your ways are not our ways, and we think as men. But Lord God, it's a glorious thing, and it's a blessed thing, Father God, to hear the truth like this.
Thank you, Lord.
To be reminded of the truth like this, God. To be exhorted and encouraged to go beyond the Baptist way. You know, don't eat, smoke, drink, chew, or go with those that do. No, it goes beyond that.
True, Lord.
Way beyond that, Lord. And again, Father God, I guess an example of what you do for Pastor Rice, what you've done for the prophet, what you've done for your men of God, Lord God, is what I saw in Ezekiel chapter 9. It said, let's see, where would I start? Anywhere, like we just told. I'll jump in anywhere. Hallelujah. And the glory of God, and the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the houses. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had a writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sighing, that cry, for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. So, Lord God, help us to take heed to that, Lord God. And we may think that this is unnecessary. Our carnal minds, the natural man, the devil for sure, will tell us this. All this is not necessary. But you said you would set a mark on those that would cry and sigh for all of the abominations that's done in the midst of Israel. And thank you that you've always had men crying and sighing.
Amen.
For all the abominations.
Truth, Lord.
Because if we truly spend the time with you that we need to, these abominations wouldn't be. The grudgings and the malice, the grouchiness and the hatred and the envy and the strife. It sure wouldn't be there first thing in the morning.
Help, Lord.
And if it does arise, we can quickly go into the tabernacle of God and we can get relief.
Thank you, Lord.
We can lay hold upon the horns of the altar.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. So it is necessary, and it is true, and it is so. You'd still have a man crying and sighing for all the abominations that's done in the midst of Israel. And so, yes, all of this is necessary and more, because you expect better things of us, because we've been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. So thank you, Father God,
for identifying
the sins of your people. There's not any preachers out there in these so-called churches that can identify the sins of God's people. No, they're not. Because they don't go beyond the letter. They only have the letter. But God, you give your men, your people, by your spirit, you take us beyond that. And we see that it's much deeper. Deep calleth unto deep. So, Lord God, thank you for the sobering and true words of admonition and reproof. You're reproving who we are every day. Thank you for your long suffering. Thank you for showing us what you go through.
Thank you, Lord.
By what we suffer with another, one with another. That's what you go through. I agree. No doubt about it. This is what we put you through.
Amen, brother.
No doubt. So, God, help me, Lord God, to remember that when I'm dealing with my brothers and my sisters. And I thank you for when you do remind me of that.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you do. You do walk with us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You do help us. You do help our infirmities. You do that all the day long. Thank you, Lord. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you so that we can apply these things, apply the truth, because as we were told, the truth is all-encompassing, all-encompassing.
Amen.
So we bless you for this, Lord God. We thank you for it. Thank you for identifying us as your people. You want to save us. You want us to be like you. And therefore, you suffer long with us.
Amen.
To continue this daily redundancy of your word in the depths of your word, Lord God. And yes, Lord, I know we'll never have it all until we're with you. until we're one with Christ. So may we have hearts and minds that are prepared and set to be instructed and be willing to be instructed. Help me, Lord God, not to present myself. Help us not to present ourselves as though we got it.
Amen, brother.
Because as we finding out every day, the deeper this word gets, the deeper you go into your spirit, we're finding out that no way, we do not have it all.
Thank you, Lord.
No matter how long we sat at the feet of the prophet, how many books we've read, tapes we've listened to, seminars we've been to, whatever, we don't have it all. It's a daily walk. Thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for this way.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, thank you for choosing us to be in this way. How privileged we are. We bless you, Father God, for this in all things. And we thank you for the privilege and another opportunity to serve you today with joy and gladness by how we serve one another. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. What happened to the ones without the mark? You need to tell us that, brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, sister.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord, brother. Hallelujah. You tell me when you find it. You got okay. Okay, here it comes. Here it comes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. And to the others. And to the others, he said in my hearing. Go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eyes spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women. But come not near any man upon whom is the mark.
Word of the Lord. Thank you, brother. Word of the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. So, Lord bless you, saints. Be encouraged. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.